The two-day symposium was co-hosted by the Pakistan and U.S. armies in an attempt to improve military ties between various regional allies in the U.S.-led war on terror. Addressing the conference's closing session Thursday afternoon, Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf rejected criticism that his country was somehow falling short in the fight against terrorism.
There must be trust. If there is no trust, if there is no commitment, then I think the coalition is meaningless. It is meaningless if we are not all on board, if we are bluffing each other. We should decide today whether this coalition is worth it. If Pakistan is bluffing and I am bluffing, I think we should be out of the coalition.
Both U.S. and Afghan authorities say hundreds, perhaps thousands of Taliban insurgents have established military bases inside Pakistan's remote tribal areas. Security experts have also linked elements within Pakistan's powerful military intelligence to many of the fugitive Taliban insurgents. President Musharraf denied any ties between Pakistan's intelligence agencies and the militants and promised to continue his country's role in the fight against regional extremism. Pakistan has also sharply criticized new U.S. legislation that would link military aid to Islamabad with improved efforts against Taliban insurgents and al-Qaeda-linked militants. Musharraf said such efforts could be counterproductive, stressing Pakistan has already committed more than 85,000 troops to the fight and has lost hundreds of soldiers.
We have contributed our maximum. We have suffered the maximum. But we will continue till victory.
President Musharraf also defended a series of controversial peace agreements between Islamabad and tribal militants along the Afghan border. He said tribal forces allied with the government have recently killed more than 300 foreign militants in the South Waziristan tribal region, which is known for harboring Taliban and other extremists. But critics say pro-Taliban extremists have used the agreements to carve out sanctuaries in parts of both North and South Waziristan, leading to a sharp rise in cross-border attacks against Afghan and coalition forces. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.